Earners, what's up? Look, in the world of personal finance management, finding the right tool is crucial. If you've been relying on Mint to keep your personal finances in check, I got a mix of news for you. Mint is closing down. But here's a silver lining. Monarch Money is stepping up as the go-to financial app, and users, including myself, are making the switch with a smile. Before Monarch, juggling my finances felt like navigating a stormy sea. Other apps either lacked features or were too cumbersome. Then came Monarch Money. Its ease of use, powerful features, and sleek design turned financial management from a chore into a breeze. The constant updates, well, that's the cherry on top. But what truly set it apart for me was its collaboration feature. Money matters can strain relationships, but Monarch brings peace to the table. The app's collaboration tools allow my partner and I to seamlessly manage our finances together. We aligned on our budgets, tracked our cash flow, and even planned our future goals all in one place. Speaking of goals, be it saving for a down payment, your dream vacation, or your children's education, Monarch simplifies it all. It's no wonder the Wall Street Journal hailed it as the best budgeting app. This isn't just an app. It's the next generation of personal finance management, ad-free, intuitive, and always evolving with you in mind. Now look, Monarch isn't just another app. It's the all-in-one solution, from effortlessly importing your data from Mint to customizing your dashboard to your heart's content. Monarch respects your privacy with a strict no ads, no data selling policy. This is financial management as it should be, focused on you. Look, after trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/Mondays. That's monarchmoney.com/Mondays for your extended 30-day free trial.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4 times points on your top 2 eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4 times points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
Unemployment.
I was just going to say another number that we got.
So, 21,000 tech jobs have been lost so far this month in November, and the month just started. Amazon announced that they're going to be laying off 10,000 people. So the tech is laying off a bunch of people. Twitter, Facebook, Twitter, Meta, Amazon.
I got some. You got the numbers? Amazon, 10,000. Meta, 11,000. Twitter, the number was at 3,700, but that changed. Disney had a hiring freeze.
Yeah.
Salesforce, another, obviously in tech, 1,000. Stripe, 1,000. Coinbase, over 1,000. Shopify.
Stripe is interesting.
Over 1,000. Microsoft, over 1,000. Snap, over 1,000.
Has Google announced yet?
Google hasn't yet. Apple announced a hiring freeze.
Yeah.
Which, you know, obviously we're not laying off people, but we're not hiring anyone.
Yeah. Outside of R&D.
So the tech companies are interesting because they're laying off the most people. And overall, the job market is still relatively decent. Mm-hmm. We haven't seen mass layoffs in other sectors, but tech is ahead of the curve when it comes to that. And one of the reasons is because of inflation and interest rates. And also, you know, they've had very lavish spending habits. When you look at tech offices, no matter where the office is,
I agree.
They have, you know, daycare centers in there. And,
well, they'll call amenities.
Yeah. I remember I went to LinkedIn's office years ago before we started Earn Your Leisure, and it was amazing in the city. And they told me, like, the reason why it's so amazing is because they don't want people to leave. Like, they be able to come at 8 o'clock and leave at 8 o'clock. And
yeah.
So they keep they have everything that you need there. But of course, with that is, you know, an expense. They paid pretty handsome salaries to their employees. They spent a lot of money on marketing. And now a lot of those tech companies are, you know, feeling the crunch. So they're the first ones to start to lay people off.
Yeah.
So the fear is that they are the precursor to the larger economy. Mm-hmm. And now you're going to start to see other sectors perhaps in the next coming months start to follow suit and lay people off as well if inflation and interest rates stay high. So what's your thoughts on the unemployment situation?
I agree 1,000%. I always tell anyone that, is working, whether you have a job or you're in a business or a partnership, you have to know the return that you get. Mm-hmm. So if you're, you know, you're getting paid a dollar and you make someone five or make them 11X, you always are going to be able to keep yourself employed. I do want to ask, though, when people say that the job market is strong, what sectors are strong? Because I don't think the job market has been strong in the last maybe 3 or 4 years overall.
Well, not strong, but as far as layoffs.
Gotcha.
We haven't seen mass layoffs like how we have recently seen in tech. Like, there hasn't been
I think they're coming. Yeah, I think they're coming.
By sector? So technology leads it. What do you think is the next sector or the next couple of sectors where it's like, all right, we see mass layoffs coming from?
Definitely retail.
Okay.
And any industries that are low priced, that are cost based. That's one reason I never like doing things based on price. The margins are too thin. Mm-hmm. So a lot of manufacturing could be in trouble. A lot of retailers would be in trouble. I mean, my dad was telling me the other day, even I think Macy's and other retail stores are now letting people, they're closing on Thanksgiving. Mm. Going back to it, because like people don't want to work. And it's like, well, that's one part of it. The other part is they weren't treated well and the pay wasn't comparable to what they should be receiving. So I think we're going to go through like a renaissance era of where people have to be a lot more efficient. Earlier this year and late last year, I was talking about automation, how by 2030 they want to have most of the automated. We're seeing that come to light. Mm-hmm. And once again, I'm going to stress, we're going to see major corporations try and figure out a way how to run a multi-billion dollar business with 1,000 employees. Like if Apple's running a $2 trillion cash pile with 7 people, why does the average business need 50 people in it when most are a liability?
I feel like, isn't that like what Elon's doing at Twitter?
Trying to.
Right. Like, let's trim it down.
Yeah. I think you trim too fast.
He
cut from the pelvis down.
I mean, first day out type. Yeah. Thing. But you figure you scale down, figure out who is the most talented, mm-hmm. and let's go to war with that.
Yeah.
Like that's the model.
Well, yeah. Well, talking about Elon, he announced that he is overworked. He said that you've seen this?
No, I didn't see this. Tell me more.
Oh, yeah. Well, I got to play the
video. Breaking news.
Oh, you didn't see that? I'll play the video. It's actually very interesting. And I want to know, is this like a play? Look.
I have too much work on my plate. That is for sure. I'm really working at the absolute most amount that I can work from morning till night, 7 days a week. So this is not something I'd recommend, frankly. Twitter for sure, I think, needs to do a lot more on video. It's kind of a no-brainer to enable a longer video on Twitter and also enable content creators to make a living with content that they submit to Twitter.
So,
wow.
So he said he's overworked. He's been working day and night, 7 days a week. It's not something that he would recommend.
Mm-hmm. I would agree.
Tesla, Twitter.
Yeah.
And then he said that Twitter definitely needs to have more videos, more long form videos. So long story short, I feel like he might have bit off more than he chew.
Yeah.
And now he's trying to kind of get some level of sympathy on the situation.
that verified badge didn't work out very well.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4 times points on your top 2 eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4 times points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify?
Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Well, it's a bad idea.
You think so? It didn't work very well.
Why do you think it's a bad idea?
So about the Eli Lilly thing, because it's like the idea of being verified means that you are a public figure, right?
Yeah.
And because people need to know this is the real person.
Yeah.
This is the real Ian Dunlap. This is the real Earn Your Leisure.
Yeah.
And it's dangerous if there is no level of knowing this is real Earn Your Leisure, this is fake Earn Your Leisure.
Yeah.
Because then it's like these people that scam people, right?
Yeah.
And it's like,
First day out, they did it.
That's the whole, why do you keep referencing First Day Out?
I don't know.
Why'd I upset you?
Yeah. They said it like three times.
Yeah, no, the first day that they let it happen, they bought political figures' names.
I mean, it's a great song. It's one of the greatest.
Oh, you think it's T Grizzly?
What other thing is
Gucci?
Gucci had one too.
Gucci was like original, right?
T Grizzly, that's what I thought.
That's the one.
Yeah, but I mean, that's what they did. Like, if I could buy your identity, why would not for $8?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, and so it's and how much revenue can $8 a month?
Not a lot.
You keep playing these games. Keep playing stupid games. You get dumb surprise. You get dumb awards. Like, and now he's looking tired. He's like, yo, it's not really working out. And then he got a bunch of debt. And he's laying off employees, and he's under backlash about the censorship, and he tried to relax the ban, and now people's calling him racist because people like, so it's like, I think he didn't fully think this through.
He said it could go bankrupt.
At $8 with 22.5 million people is 180 million. How much you pay for Twitter?
A lot.
44 billion.
So even if that was 50 months,
he's gonna have to.
I mean, I think the ideation, the pricing was wrong. I don't think they should have sold the verify part. I think they should have did it how Facebook did back in the day, where you have to have like a legit email tied to a work account.
Mm.
And then that would take away some of the noise. I think he bit off, like you said, more than he can chew. He may not even meant to really buy Twitter, but the letter of intent that he sent had some financial backing behind it. And for those you don't know, when you put in a bid for a business with those kind of terms, you kind of have to buy it. You can't just back away because you don't want to. So, and he's running it like a startup, which I kind of like. He's doing the opposite of what Zuckerberg is doing, but he's running it like a startup that no one knows about. So you're throwing ideas at the wall and you have no vetting system, no board. I know they're building a creative council now, but I think some of these things could have been planned through a little bit better. But entrepreneurship is not easy, though.
It's a bad company. Like, I feel like Twitter, I won't say bad, it's a middle level company.
Mm-hmm.
It's a middle of the road social media app. And
Horace Grant.
I don't see it becoming bigger than, you know, the Instagram of the world. Like, it's not as hot and as trendy as TikTok.
Yeah.
It's never going to have as many people on it as Facebook. So where, and like he said, video is a no brainer, but now you're trying to make it a video platform when it has never been a video platform.
Mm-hmm.
It's always been a writing
text based,
thought.
So now you're saying that it's a no brainer to turn it into video, but all of the other platforms are already video.
Yeah.
So now you're trying to kind of, you know, copy what other platforms are doing. So yeah, I think that he might have not fully, thought that part of it through.
Yeah.
And thought that his name alone was just, you know.
That's a hell of a lot of money to spend for a company on a consumer side. Like, that's why I would say debt. I know, and people get on me about it, but like, debt is not good, especially during an economic downturn, to pay that kind of money. Now, if he took it as like a B2B marketing platform, ad platform, maybe like an internal network for Tesla, there's some things that he could do. But when you pay $44 billion for it, and that's what you have to generate to break even, that's tough, man.
Yeah.
That's tough. That's a hole. It's hard to dig yourself out of.
It's not a beast.
So, but for all entrepreneurs, for everyone watching, Even some of my guys hit me today, like, man, you back in New York? I'm like, this is what it takes. I wish I could just sit in the house and not shake hands and kiss. But like, even like, we were supposed to do something last week. It got canceled last minute. So even when I canceled Stock Club Call, you know, they get on me. Uh-oh. How you cancel? I'm like, I flew out here and it got canceled the day before and have to come right back out here and make it canceled the day before. And I'm praying, like, dear Lord, please forgive me. For real, I've been cursed. I've been praying. I've been having no pineapple juice or Ciroc. Lord, please let this interview go through. But this is a part of business. Like, that tired look that he has, that is an entrepreneur that is executing at a high level. Everyone who's selling you on working 2 to 3 hours a day and going to a beach and, you know, everybody polygamous now. That is an Instagram lifestyle, yo. It takes this Dave, super rich, super wealthy, doesn't have to work. You can see he's in his office grinding.
Yep.
You know, y'all had a meeting earlier today. Y'all got some stuff to win. I say what, right? But I never hit you and be like, what you doing? You're like, nothing. I'm seeing more cameras. I like the way you put this light out. You know, so we got the little triangle effect. Every time we go somewhere, hand master, a human. All right. This is what it takes. And if you want to be rich, you want to be wealthy, you want to be free, you are going to have to sacrifice some 7 day weeks.
Freedom.
My graduates from my school being Forbes, bag drop. A mic drop. Bag drop.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4 times points on your top 2 eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4 times points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.